This is Cosmically Curious from NHPR. I'm Patrick McNamee-King, joined today by John Gianforte, who is the director of the observatory at the University of New Hampshire. Last November, a satellite called MOV became the first private space telescope to be launched into orbit, and it recently discovered its first star. One of the things that MOV is looking for is exoplanets. So, John, what is an exoplanet?
An exoplanet is a planet that orbits a star other than the sun.
How do scientists discover exoplanets?
There are some methods to do that. The two most successful are the radial velocity, sometimes called the wobble method. This is when we look at the star and we look at the star's motion. And if the star is tugged upon by a gravity of a nearby orbiting planet, it makes that star wobble as its planet orbits it.
Wow. So what's the other method for detecting exoplanets?
Planetary transit method is a little bit easier to understand. In that method, when a planet orbiting a distant star, if that planet crosses the face, then it kind of casts a shadow into space. And it dims the light by maybe a percent or less, but that's enough for us to detect.
Why do we need two methods to examine planets that are really far away?
The radial velocity method can inform us of the minimum mass of that planet. The transit method can tell us the size of the planet. And if we know the size of the planet and we know an approximation of its mass, we can calculate the density of that planet, which means in layman's terms, hey, can we walk around on that planet or is it a gas giant like Jupiter? That's really important when you're trying to determine, hey, could that planet have life?
John Gianforte is the director of the observatory at the University of New Hampshire. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
If you have questions about the night sky, email us at cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee-King.